Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, we started talking about something last week, and you know, this is a church that kind of issues a challenge to the people, because if you're not challenged to make some changes in your life, you're going to stay the same way. And if you're not happy with everything in your life, well, then that's fine. But if you want to improve and get better, then you've got to work according to the Word of God. And we spoke about last week, I've got a new picture, actually. This is thanks to Brian, a new picture. And this is what we're talking about today. The vehicle that drives your faith to the finish line. And he put up a nice little Lamborghini. Okay, so if anyone wants to donate one, I'm available. It's Christmas time, and I love gifts. Amen. I took the gift of salvation, and I'm not talking a matchbox either. Okay, and but the vehicle that drives your faith to and across the finish line. Because a lot of people get up to the finish line, but they don't cross over. If you ever watch sports, and you'll see when they play football or rugby, I'm from South Africa, and if you watch when they get to that, they got the line, 4 yards to go to the line, and you got all these guys stopping, and they don't get over. So all the work and effort they put in from the back there all the way to here, and the other guys get it, make a turnover, now it goes the other way. What good did it get you getting to that line? It didn't get you any good unless you crossed the line. Amen. A lot of people have got a lot of faith, but they never finish it because they lose their hope and they're not standing in patience. The Bible says in Romans 12:6, it says that we inherit the promises through faith. Everyone say faith. Amen. And patience. Amen. So He also says, do not be weary in well-doing in Galatians. Do not be weary in well-doing because in due season you will reap if you faint not. If you don't grow weary in your faith. And so these guys playing football, they're pushing and they're going and they try and they make 1 yard. And they got 1 yard. Yay, whoopee. To me, I see 1 yard, I think, whoopee, what's that? But that yard counts a lot. And every yard that you take and walking in faith is getting you closer to the finish line for what you believe in God for. It may be a healing, it may be financial, it may be a marital, it may be anything. But if you're in faith, you want to cross the finish line. You want the reward of your faith. And God wants you to be rewarded for your faith. Can you say amen? Amen. And so last week we kind of looked at the fact that if you had a pilot and he's not instrument rated, he can only fly for 90 seconds in fog or thunder and rain. He could only fly properly for 90 seconds in a fog or a storm if he's not instrument rated. Because what happens is you become very mixed up and you're all confused as to what's going on because you can't see a thing. And you might think you're going left when in actual fact you're going right. But if you've got the instruments in front of you, you can say, I'm going that direction. I'm sitting at 35,000 feet in the air and I'm doing that speed. You can read your instruments without seeing outside of the cockpit. In actual fact, a true pilot, you can close all the windows and black them out, and he can fly that plane from takeoff to landing without seeing a thing if he's got instruments. And we have to become that way in our faith, where we rely upon our instruments rather than our feelings. Nothing worse than your feelings. Amen? Trying to get my emotions under control. Have you ever tried to get your emotions under control? Play golf and you'll find out. Amen. But seriously, and so you've got to become instrument rated by the Word of God. When you take your five senses out of the equation, you're blinding yourself on the cockpit. You're covering everything in black right there. So you can't see outside of your five senses, which is your hearing, your seeing, your smelling, your touching, and your, what's the other one? What? Taste. Why don't you say something? All right, so your taste, the five senses, I don't know them. But if you can get out of those five senses, and now you're flying like an instrument-rated pilot, which is safer, and you're going to get to your destination. Because you're not relying on the storm out there. You're not relying on the fact that you don't have the money. You're not relying on the fact that someone said X, Y, and Z about you. You're not relying on any of that stuff. You're relying on what the instruments say. And your instruments are saying, you can do all things through me, Christ, who strengthens you. Your instruments are saying, by the stripes on my back, you are healed. So you don't look at sickness in your life. You look at the instruments. What did he say? And what he said is what I'm going to fly. Come on. And I want to fly first class. I don't fly coach in the kingdom. Now, in the natural, I do, because I don't like to just waste money sometimes. But in the kingdom, I want to fly first class, because that's what God has provided for his children. To be able to fly first class wherever you're going. If I'm going for healing, I'm going to get it first class. If I'm going for finance, I'm going to get it first class. Can you get, you with me now? Amen. And so we're not supposed to trust on our feelings and our emotions, because they are so rampant and run up and down. I mean, you can feel good one day and feel bad an hour later. Amen. Amen. And so we want to win all the time. I don't like losing. How many of you like to be a loser? No. Anyone in you like losing? No. No, you've got to learn to be a good loser. That means, I don't mean a continuous loser, but if you do lose, you've got to say, okay, I have lost. Well done to you, but I'm going to learn, and next time it's not going to be so easy for you. You understand what I'm saying? So you can go from being a good loser to a great winner. Because he said in 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Always winning. Always victorious. Jesus never lost. Not one battle. Come on. And he said, what I do, you will do as well. That's him speaking to us, amen. And listen, this can be something huge. It can determine whether you live or die. Yes. Amen. I have staked my life on the instruments of the Word of God, the Bible. I've staked my life on that. Amen. When it came to certain healings. I have seen God save my life. I know he saved my life. And he saved all of your lives as well. Just read Psalm 71:15. You'll see you don't even know how many times he has saved you. You don't know how many times he had you avoid an accident. You have not got a clue. How many of you can remember, phew, that was like that close? Can you remember those things? Well, it's just unfortunate. No, you've got a good God. But you've got to be in faith for this stuff. You understand? You can't be expecting disaster and getting glory. Your expectation, he says, as a man thinks in his heart, in the deepest recesses of his life, in your subconscious, in your life, as a man thinks is what he's going to live. So if I think sickness, I'm going to live sick. And so you've got to get a vision, a different vision than sickness. You've got to get a vision of you healthy, a vision of you prosperous, a vision of your life being victorious. You've got to visualize that and expect that. Because you will get what you expect. Job said in 3:25, the thing that you fear the most will come upon you. It's a law of attraction. God tells us these things. As you think in your heart, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. The mouth speaks out of the abundance of the heart. And what you're saying out of your mouth determines death or life. And God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, I put before you life and death. blessing and cursing. He says, therefore, you choose. You choose. I chose for you when I hung on the cross to give you life and life more abundantly. But now you've got to choose whether you're going to accept that and operate in that. He says, you choose. And then he says, choose life, that you and your seed may live. So when you know how to stay healthy, when you know how to walk in prosperity, when you know how to do, you can teach your seed about God Almighty. Amen. Not about First National Bank. God's better. Amen. Or Dr. Spock. God is better. All right. So how do we become instrument-rated children of God? I'm going to give you the first way, and there's a few ways, but go with me to Philemon 6, and it'll come up on the overhead. Now watch here. He says here, and I did make changes, so this is not the A, this is the whole thing. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual or effective. How? By the acknowledging of every good thing. Every good thing, ain't no bad thing. All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning, James 1:17. He says, all good gifts. He's saying over here, every good thing which is in you. Point to yourself and say, in me. Amen. If you're a child of God, you can say, in me. Amen. How? In Christ Jesus. Look, he says, acknowledging every good gift. Now, when someone walks into a room and it's at your house, or someone rings a doorbell and it's your in-laws, my mother-in-law comes, I open the door, I acknowledge them. Hey, Nana, hey, Papa. You acknowledge the people. You acknowledge. He says you've got to acknowledge this stuff. Acknowledging is recognizing, understanding, and then walking in that. So you've got to acknowledge every good gift. Every good thing, every good thing, every good thing. He didn't say every bad thing. He said every good thing. So many people acknowledge, oh, I can't afford it. That's a bad thing. Stop acknowledging that. Amen. Oh, I'm feeling sick. Stop acknowledging the bad things. He said acknowledge the good things. Remember, he also says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Then he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are righteous, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. He wants you to think on the things of God, not the things of the world and the devil and the curse. So when you're thinking on sickness, you're not thinking and acknowledging good things in you. You're acknowledging the devil's stuff in your life. Oh, come on. So you don't acknowledge those things. You don't welcome those things in. Hi, I acknowledge you. Come on in. I acknowledge you're bad and you're getting out in the name of Jesus. Because by the stripes on his back, I am healed. That's acknowledging a good thing. So we read that again. Philemon 6, that the communication of your faith may become effectual or effective. How? By acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. When we started the service today, you acknowledged some stuff. Amen. You all said, this is my Bible. Yes. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. That's acknowledging Christ in you. Amen. You see, he says in John 15:5, he says, without me, you can do nothing. Nada, nix, zoit, nicht. Nothing, zero, zip. You can't do a thing without God. Oh, you can do some stuff, but it ain't going to be pretty.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. prayerfully and financially are only the two most